Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. It is so good to have you here today, joining me and my special guest. You know, today's a great day to put a smile on your face, to step into your courage, and just do things that you would love to do, maybe to make yourself happy, maybe put the smile on somebody else's face. You know, this is a good day, right? Now, a lot of you I know have been going through lots of stuff. You know, the economy's going up and down. There's lots of stuff happening in your family life, in your relationships, maybe in your finances, a lot of things going on. Well, you know, sometimes when we're going through all those things, one of the things that I know I did way back when is I decided I was going to start to journal. I was going to take a journal out every day and just write one page a day. And well, after about 3 years, that journal actually turned into an idea to write a book. And that idea turned into my first book, which was called Ask and You Will Succeed. And the foreword to that book was written by a guy by the name of Jack Canfield. Now, why is Jack important? Well, he's a co-partner of my guest today, or former co-partner. And together, they've sold over 500 million books. Is that amazing? Well, today, it's more than writing books today. Today is about leaving a legacy. How are you going to leave your legacy? What is the legacy that you want to leave? Right? For your family, for your children, maybe for your community, maybe for the world. I don't know. You know, some of us have big destinies, some of us small. It doesn't really matter. It matters that you step into your power, step into your greatness, step into you, right? And take your life to the next level. Upshift your thinking, upshift your consciousness, take it to the next level. Now, I'm saying all this because I am really excited about the guest that I have today. Why is that? Well, 30 years ago or so, when I first met him, he dropped seeds in my consciousness that blossomed into writing a best-selling book, blossomed into supporting people the way I support them, blossomed into a beautiful relationship that I have with my wife. Now, he's going to say, Ken, I'm not going to take credit for all that. And that's okay, because I had to do the work. But the seeds were dropped by my guest. Now, who's my guest? Well, I gave you some hints. You're going to find out as soon as I take this quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Again, this is your host, Kendi Foster, and my guest today is Mr. Mark Victor Hansen. Mark, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you back again.
I'm delighted to be back because we started talking before we got on. I love the title, Courage to Change. And what we said, intrinsic to what we said, is that the courage to change comes from asking yourself for the inner wisdom to ascend in your thinking and your awareness and your consciousness. And that's why I love doing this show with you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. And some of you guys out there, my audience, are new to Mark Victor Hansen. So let me just tell you who Mark is, right? As I mentioned, he's a man who sold over 500 million books. That's 500 million books. Get that? Been 59 times a number one New York Times bestseller. He's authored and co-authored over 320 books, and he's probably best known for his Chicken Soup for the Soul, The 1 Minute Millionaire, and Ask. Those books are sold gazillions of books out there. Right now, he is the chairman of the Mark Victor Hansen Library. They do ghostwriting, editing, publishing, nonfiction, fiction, biographical books, probably biological books too. And, so he's doing a lot with his life, and he's inspired and helped so many people, like I said in the introduction, including myself. Mark, let's just start. Where the heck are you now, man? You got books to have sold millions. You got a beautiful life, a beautiful wife. You living in Arizona, at least one of your places. I know that. And what's happening with Mark Victor Hansen today?
Well, we live in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're absolutely in love. We're, like you said, we started the Mark Victor Hansen Library.com, where we ghostwrite, because everybody has got a book in them. I even wrote one of my many, many books is You Have a Book in You, which everyone can get for like $10. So it's not a very expensive book on YouTube on Amazon. And then we do a lot of YouTube, but we are having a ball. We're having the best time of our life, and we're helping more people than ever. We had 31 number one books last year that we wrote for other people. And this year we're working on 87, and then we've got like 7 biographies in house. So, and I really think what I said to you before is that if my hand was a ship, what turns it is a little bitty rudder in the back. That's what causes leverage. On an airplane, it's called a trim tab. And I really think the wisdom of great books will trim tab us. And our motto is, we take your impact story and bring it to life. How's that great?
I just love that. Well, one of the books that you wrote is Relentless, right? And you have to move over to the side there, Mark, so people can see you with that book on screen. Can you the other side? There you go. Okay. So, this to me, this book represents your life. You seem to have been relentless in so many things you do, my friend. How did you get that way? Where did that relentless mindset come from?
Well, let me talk about the biography and the author of the biography, and then I'll answer my relentless story.
Okay,
how's that?
Yeah.
Long time ago, one of my best friends, a West Point guy, is in Egypt in a pyramid, and they make it dance with vibration, which was like a way cool story. And he's sitting with this woman, Mitzi Perdue, and says, hey, you need to write books and meet the world's best-selling author, Mark Victor Hansen. Says, I'd be intimidated. Long story short, they call from Egypt. I meet Mitzi. She's become our best friend. I talked to her this morning when I was out walking my 20,000 steps. Fascinating woman. She is in her 80s, and her daddy was the creator of Sheraton Hotel during the Depression and built 400 of them. She wrote a book on him called Ernest Henderson. And then her husband was Frank Perdue. And if you ever buy a chicken at Costco, that $4.99 chicken cooked, whereas if you buy it to cook it yourself, it's $11.99. She does 22 million chickens a week. So she is totally successful. But now at 90, she's 80, but she just fell in love with a 93-year-old. She just got done telling me this morning she is moving to New York to live this excellent life. But she said, look, you got the best life ever. Why don't you let me write your book? So she's the world's foremost authority on me, which is fascinating, because I thought I was. But we won 11-year awards last year. It was the number one biography bestseller. And, she is a brilliant woman, head of her class at Harvard under Henry Kissinger. You're old enough to remember Henry, I think. Oh, and, yeah. Smarter than smart, and we get to discuss everything, like what's happening. She was in Ukraine doing journalism, and when you're in your 80s, you usually don't go to a war zone 3 times and write the true story of what's happening. How's that grab you?
It grabs me really well. Well, let's talk about your story, Relentless. But, I want to acknowledge something, too, because I think you're in your 80s now. Is that right? Or close to it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I'm 76.
What's that?
I'm 76. Yep, with options for
more. You're moving up there, so you're more my age group. I'm 72 right now, right? So you're really taking care of yourself, man. And I think that's part of being relentless. Is there a mindset, something, a tip you can give some of this audience that are thinking that they're getting old at 76 or 72, that you can switch that around a little bit? How do you think of it?
Just the opposite. I think I'm getting younger every day. And you got to have, first of all, what you said is a mindset or a wisdom set, which is what I'd love to talk about, because that's your soul set, causes your mindset, causes your brain set, causes your body set. And then you got to exercise every day. There's just no choice. right? That's part of the Fountain of Youth. Peter Gruber taught Crystal and I when we were at his house. The guy who's made 50 Academy Awards and owns the Warriors, Golden State Warriors. And then number three is you've got to be taking your nutraceuticals every day, which we talked about before we begin. And I take 78 herbs and vitamins each and every day, including misting, glutathione, and stuff like that, which de-ages you. And that's now proven. And so we're in the most exciting time in history. And you're talking about longevity escape velocity, which I believe in. Every day that you live, according to Dr. Ray Kurzweil, you got extra 10 days during your life because of the breakthroughs in medicine, the breakthroughs in herbs, vitamins. And what you talked about before we began is integrating Eastern and Western medicine. But it's not up to your doctor to do it. You got to do it for yourself. This is a do-it-yourself thing. I'm healthy. I'm rigorous. I can do 100 push-ups in front of you right now, right? Because I exercise every day, so I'm solid as a rock. But the point is, everybody's got to do that. And then back to your wisdom set or mindset, you've got to have projects that are bigger than you that pull you into the future. Not me, man. I made my million, or I'm 72 or 65. I'm going to retire for something. No, I wrote a book with Art Linkletter when he was 96 called How to Make the Rest of Your Life the Best of Your Life. And we said, don't retire from something to nothing. Retire, put on new tires, go in a new, bigger, better, more meaningful, passionately purposeful direction to
I
you.
You know, I was just skiing a few days ago. I was up in Sundance, Robert Redford's place that he disposed of a couple of years ago. I said disposed, sold it. But anyway, I was up on the top of the mountain, and I'm walking into the restaurant up there, and I'm with a Mormon friend of mine, and I said, you know, this feels so good to be alert and alive at, you know, at 72. And he says, oh, Ken, he says, you know, the Mormon prophet right now, he's in his 90s. He's late 90s. He says he skis this mountain too. And I went, yeah, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Feeling it, doing it, right? Exactly. Is that it?
Yeah. This one, I love to ski. So we're with you. And we love to exercise. And you got to be fit. I mean, you know, for a long time, I owned an estate in Hawaii, and you'd see all these, and I go there four times a year, but all these people fly in, and they've saved their whole life, and they're in their 80s, and they can hardly move with their little crutches and canes, you know, because they didn't exercise, they didn't take care of themselves, they didn't do the Stairmaster or the elliptical, and you've got to do resistant weights, and you've got to do bands or something, but you've got to do resistance every day, just keep the blood flowing and keep your heart strong, because you and I are exponential. God's exponential, and you and I are made in the image of likeness of God, so we're exponential. When you really count your heartbeats and multiply it times a year, your heart is exponential. It beats 37 million times a year. I mean, how could it be any bigger? I mean, you and I are big, big people, and it's here to use this big mind, which has got more capacity than any of us could ever use.
You know, last year I was blessed. I was working with the Challenge Athlete Foundation in San Diego, and I rode with them, you know, from San Francisco to San Diego in 7 days. We did almost 700 miles in 7 days. And, you know, that was one of those things that was so huge. But, you know, and there's a point around this. My point is this, is that when you can set these goals bigger than yourself, you just set it, something way bigger than yourself, and you just step into it. I had no idea how I was going to do that, honestly, zero. But I stepped into it. I trained, and you know what? One step at a time, we got it. Listen, I got to take a break, but before we take the break, or when we come back from the break, legacy, man. You know, you've got this library. You helping people, you know, really write that book, step into their legacy. I want to talk all about that when we get back from the break. So we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm here with my friend Mark Victor Hansen. And for those of you that don't know Mark, he's one of the most famous authors, I believe, in the world. Sold over, 500 million books, written 300 plus books. Amazing. Mark, legacy. Let's, how do you define it for yourself, and, how do you use that legacy piece to fuel yourself and others to become, step into their own brilliance?
Well, first of all, legacy is now. So you're creating your legacy every nanosecond of your life. And what you just said is that how good a legacy do you want? Because you want to have full thrill. And we just did a biography on Reverend Ike, probably the most successful black minister of all time. We'll talk about that. But, he got me to believe that you got your mental state, but you got your emotional state, and your emotional state creates your future. So when you meditate, cogitate, ruminate, pray before you go to sleep and at night and in the morning, you got to see a bigger, better, brighter, more luminous future than you've had past. And back to what you said about just riding with athletes, I got two things to say about that. Number one, I've climbed all the highest mountains, right? We've climbed, with the exception of Everest. In America, we climb Whitney, and in Africa, you climb Kili and Machu Picchu. And the point is, and you say, well, wait a second, when did you start? Well, I started that at 55, and like I said, I'm 76, and I've done Fuji in Japan. The point is, you're supposed to have all these cool things in your bucket list that you're not supposed to be able to do. Back to what you have, your mottos is do the impossible. I want to beat on my chest on your behalf, saying everybody's got to set some, because if you set a goal, I just want a good new car. Hell, you had cars your whole life. You probably bought a new car every 2 or 3 or 4 years, sometimes every year. But the point is, what is the bigger, higher advance? Because I still haven't sold a billion books, so I want to do that. Then I want to help all the co-authors I do sell over a billion books. I want to get everybody in the world to be able to read and to listen to audios if they can't read or they're blind or whatever. And we're going to do some stuff that never has been done before, because we're at the most exciting times. And technically, we're a little more mature. So we were supposed to have experience so we can pull things off more exponentially. How's that? I'll leave it at that.
I love that. And, Reverend Ike, man, I don't know if it was you on stage or someone else. I remember that, saying, well, yeah, Reverend Ike had his mantra, I love money and money loves me. And he'd be telling people, listen, I don't want you to dig into your pocket and take out a $1 bill. I want you to bring out a $100 bill and put that in the pocket. And, he just had these ways about him that uplifted us into, why not put $100 in? How would that be? What would that experience be like, right? Amazing. So tell me about Reverend Ike, man. Tell me what you got with him.
Okay, so 1974, I'm bankrupt and upside down. I'd been in graduate school, the smartest guy on the planet as far as I was concerned, Buckminster Fuller, Einstein's best student, who had invented geodesic domes. I built the Wall Street Racquet Club, Botanical Gardens, aviaries. But all of a sudden, I'm building out of plastic, PVC, polyvinyl chloride, wrong time. Arab said, we can write checks so big your banks will bounce. I'm ready to commit suicide because I think my self-worth and net worth are the same. If you're listening and you're financially in have-notness, that's temporary. That's shortage. That's not, it's a difference between being busted and broke and destitute. But anyhow, I stopped doing all the wrong stuff. Two guys said, let's go to see Norman Vincent Peale in the morning and Reverend Ike in the afternoon. He just hit my spiritual spark plug, something I'd never heard in a Baptist or Lutheran church like when I was growing up. Because he said, you can't lose with the stuff I lose, and God's rich and you're supposed to be rich. But to be rich, you got to be a giver. You got to give a breath before you can take a breath. And he said all these things I'd never heard before in that context, like John 10:10, I've come that you might have life and have more abundantly. And Jesus took shortage of fish and bread and turned it into surplus, fed 5,000, then the only kind of men, so probably 12 to 15,000 kids and women, and then said, go thou and do likewise, and had 12 baskets left over. Well, suddenly I heard that. Long story short, I attend his church for 7 years. I'm in New York. He dies in 2009. His wife comes to me and said, you got to write the book. And I didn't know I could write biographies yet, but then his son and I wrote this book, Reverend Ike, a Man of Extraordinary Influence, but also affluence. He had 16 Rolls Royces, 8 mansions, made more millionaires in the black community than absolutely anybody. And I got to be with everybody that was anyone, because in New York, right, he had the biggest church, 5,000 seats. It was a gold palace, best affirmations. And I got wowed. I mean, I was friends with everybody from Del Reese to Ben Breen to, you know, and you say, well, you're a white kid. Well, I'm pretty conspicuous generally, but I'm way conspicuous in just a black audience.
That's the step. Well, you know, one of the things you said there, and I tell you, this is when my life changed. It's when I finally embraced being of service to others unconditionally. You know, and there's always conditions. Well, I'll do this for you, but you got to do this for me. I'll help you here, but you need to help. And when I got rid of that mindset, I just said, you know what? I'm here to serve a greater good. I'm here to serve God. I'm here to serve the planet. I'm just going to put it out there. Everything shifted for me, Mark. And I think that it sounds like that, and I know you, that's been your whole life. You've been doing that. Right. How did you, you know, let's talk to our audience about that, because this is an important point when you're leaving a legacy.
Right. Everybody's got to serve for the sake of serving, share for the sake of sharing, love for the sake of loving, and care for the sake of caring. And what happens is that Reverend Ike could have us read all the best books, one of which was obviously Ralph Waldo Emerson. And his first line in an essay called Compensation is, every act is its own reward. Now, remember, I'm selling seminars. This is 1974 right. And 5. And I was doing 4 seminars a day, 1,000 a year. Only Tony Robbins and I were that nuts to do 1,000 a year for the first 3 years. But I loved it and did little insurance meetings and sold 20,000 books called Stand Up, Speak Out, and Win. And at $10 each, that was $200,000, mostly cash. There was no credit cards back. Most people watching grew up and had a credit card and think they were forever. They came out in 75. So they didn't exist yet. So people were paying cash or a check. Fascinating time to be alive. Well, it's always fascinating to be alive. And now is the best time ever to be alive, of course. But if you're thinking right, talking right, asking right, doing right, giving right, you'll live right. Because Reverend Ike's teaching, giving is a grantor of receiving, which I'd never heard that before. Right. And since then, I've obviously worked on it. Anyhow, his book is an enormous bestseller right now. And back to what you said, he has 28 million people a day watching a guy that died in 2009. On YouTube, and what happens is he's got 60 years of a different sermon every Sunday. And you know, he had me talking at his church because I was, you know, we became best friends. I mean, you know, I love the way he dressed. He was a sartorial splendor. He was exciting. He was doing the great stuff, traveling. And he was an evangelist that just, you know, he wowed my soul. I got to be in his infomercial. And I taught at his university, at a university called the Business of Living Seminars. And it was packed. And, you know, you have 5,000 people in front of you. It doesn't matter. They buy a lot of books and tapes and videos. And you know, I was honored. And I was there when New York was a clean, great, well-run city that everybody, you know, that was anybody showed up there, whether it was a mayor or anybody. We got, you know, we had Giuliani there. We had, you name it. We had Muhammad Ali. You know, so I've had this very unique experience that I rarely get to talk about, but he wowed my soul, got me convinced that I could be a multimillionaire. I wrote a little, as you know, my first, one of my first big books was Future Diary. And I wrote down all these things I wanted to do, and Reverend Ike said, show it to me. And he wrote, you're going to do all this and much, much more. And it was just, wow. I mean, we were that close, right?
I didn't know that part of your story. I don't know why, or I forgot it. But yeah, that's powerful. I didn't get that. Listen, you know, I think of authors. I think some of our greatest authors have gone through great suffering. They've, you know, their life hasn't been all, you know,
right.
Balloons and candy and cake. You know, it just hasn't been. They've gone through a lot. So when we get back from the break, what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about taking that, those maybe very difficult emotions and being able to channel that into a book. Because I know there's people who are listening today. They're thinking, I do want to write a book. Maybe they don't know how, and maybe they're afraid of it. So we'll talk about that when we get back here. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. We're talking with my friend and my mentor and a person I highly respect, Mark Victor Hansen. And, you know, Mark, it hasn't been all roses for you. I know it hasn't for me. You know, a lot of people go through failures. They go through, you know, changes that aren't pretty. How do we take those emotions and stick it into a book?
I love the question. I want to preface it with what you said right before we end, though. Everybody has three incontestables, it seems to me. Everyone's going to have pain. Everybody, young, old, black, white, yellow, red, doesn't matter. They're going to have suffering. There's nobody gets out clean. It just, you're going to suffer. You're going to have heartbreak, disappointment. Somebody's going to steal something from you. You know, they're going to, and seeing as I've done a lot of businesses, it's always a stunt. And you're going to have adversity. And that's why you've got to read, listen, and study stuff like the kind of stuff you and I do, and the stuff that Napoleon Hill did, and the stuff that Reverend Ike did, and all these books that I've been very blessed to write, like One Minute Millionaire. Because when I was bankrupt, when I was upside down, when I was so low, I had to reach up to touch bottom, I started listening to self-help action stuff, which is the industry that we're in, euphemistically. In other words, I think it's good to get a great academic education, but that will earn you a job and a low salary. You start reading the stuff I write, and all of a sudden your salary just skyrockets. And let me just give the quickest, best example that just happened. I'm on a podcast, the biggest in Europe, and this guy starts off by saying, you goal slam me. And I said, oh my God, this show isn't going to go well. If I insulted this guy when I was talking to 7,000 people in London, I must have done something really wrong. He said, no, I'll give you his name in a second. But he said, what happened is I had a goal mentor who taught me you ought to have 5 goals and no more. And he said, I hit 4 out of 5 goals. So I was hitting 90%. So I was really big. All of a sudden you come along and you say, you got to have a minimum of 101 goals. You don't have to tell anyone the goals, but you got to have them in writing. And today I teach you got to write 10 new goals each and every day of your life. Because the more you want, the more you're going to get to have, the more you're going to get to do, the more you're going to get to serve back to your thing. And what Christ said is the greatest amongst you at the Last Supper. The boy said, what do you do to be great, boss? And he said, the greatest amongst you is servant of all. That's why I say, well, I want to sell 1 billion books. And that's why we got turned down with Chicken Soup 144 times, because it's not Jack's fault. Dr. Canfield's third in his class at Harvard. Jack's a genius, but he's an inside guy. I'm the outside guy. I've been selling since I was 9 years old, and I'll sell until the day I die, because I think life is about selling and asking. And both of us have written a book on ask. And obviously, Crystal and I wrote the book called Ask Your Dreams, Bridge from Your Dreams to Your Destiny. Because if you really ask yourself, what's God's destiny for me 101 times before you go to sleep, God will tell you probably in the middle of the night. You've woken up in the middle of the night with answers. And so is anyone that's using their mind in a positive, correct awareness way. And then you got to write down instantly whatever, you know, God in you tells you, because you will go out and do that. And if you keep doing that, you'll never retire. You'll never be bored. I mean, people say, well, I'm so bored. And I go, man, I haven't got time to do all the cool stuff I want. How the heck can you be bored? Only boring people can be bored. I hope I'm never denigrate to being bored or boring, right? Because I just am exquisitely excited about how tantalizingly relevant, loomingly interesting life is.
I love it. Well, you know, my first best-selling book was called Ask and You Will Succeed. And, you know, quite frankly, I was at a book, you would remember this, but I do, because you impressed me. I was at a book fair there in L.A. with you and Robert Allen, you had invited a bunch of people to be there, and you guys took us. I remember being in a room with you and Bob, and you guys were talking about marketing the book, how to get the books out there, who to meet, how to connect with people, and yeah, it changed everything for me. That book became a number one bestseller on Amazon overall, which is very difficult to do. Yeah.
And by the way, what we were talking about there is Bob and I wrote 1 Minute Millionaire, and that was a great thing. You know, I was starting to make all that money, and we were selling whatever. When you came online, I'd written all these crazy goals, and the spiritual law is four. You figure out what you want. You ask yourself, what do I want at my real innermost, highermost? The minute you write it down, spiritual law also, it's Habakkuk says, write a thing, make it clear, it'll be a step sign. You got to know. But you can look at it objectively and say, wait a second, do I really get that? Is it going to make my soul and me happy and the world happy and my wife and kids and grandkids and back to legacy, all future progeny, right? And then number three, you got to see it before you can have it, and you will know whether you want it or not. And number four, you got to get a team to get your dream. 1 and 1 equals 11. Yeah. But Bob and I wrote down, I'm having this giant party, and I didn't get to a Hollywood party invited ever at the front end. So I had one, and we hired the Shrells, and they brought out as a gift to me for my birthday, The Temptations. And Bob Allen came and said, I'm writing this book, 1 Minute Millionaire, and he'd already sold 50 million copies of nothing down. Said, would you write the Ford? I said, yeah, I want to know how to make a million in a minute. Well, the next day or so, I'm flying up to Vancouver, and in first class, Bob's sitting next to me, and I go, what are you doing here? And he said, I'm going to talk you into writing a book with me. I said, man, I'm up to my eyeballs. And at the time, we're selling 15 million books a year. And I said, I don't think I got time, but I sure like the concept. Anyhow, he talked me into it. We did it, and we sold so many so fast because we partnered wisely. Because as you know, I do what's called bypass marketing. I figure out, yeah, you ought to sell in bookstores, and yeah, you ought to sell on Amazon. But there's so much market. There's this much market. Most book companies think this small about marketing. And most authors say, well, the book company must know. They've been around 25 years at blankety blank. And I'm with eight houses that have made me a rich, wealthy man. I don't want to beat up on anybody. But they're hard to get to convince to allow you to do what you want. Anyhow, we partnered with Paul Allen, not the guy from Amazon, but the guy that created Ancestry.com. We sent out 3 million emails and said, if you buy the book at this time, at this rate, on Amazon, and Amazon then was only from 6 a.m. to 11 at night, we'll give you $250 worth of electronic stuff for Mark and $250 of electronic product from Bob. We sold so many. It came on. We were at Bob's house in San Diego at the time, and at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock when it came on, by 7 o'clock, we went to 750. And by 11 o'clock, we melted down all of Amazon. Wow. Well, 2 hours later, Jeff Bezos calls up. You heard this story?
No, I've never heard it. No.
and said, blankety blank, what did you guys do? Tell me how many there are. I said, well, there are three of us. There's Bob, I, and our marketing guy is Tom Painter. He said, I'm giving you tickets first class. Fly your butt up here and meet me on my – back then, you know the story. He had a door as a desk. Now, if I'd known he was going to become the richest man and do all the stuff, I would have brought a whole film camera. But, you know, Amazon was Amazon. We're going to be the biggest bookstore on earth, right? And I'm going to be the world's best-selling author, right? And you go, yeah, right. What else you got, little boy? You know,
well, he did it, man. He did it because he had the vision. He had the purpose. He had, a lot of good thinking to get himself to that point. That's amazing. You know, thinking about good thinking, Mark, let's switch over. You know, I have a saying. We've got enough information in the world. Just Google it if you need to know something. But we don't have that much wisdom in the world. Just look at our political leaders. Look at the obesity in the country. Look at what we're doing to our environment. You know, we need some wisdom here. So let's talk about wisdom a little bit. How do people get wisdom? You know, how do you suggest?
First of all, I love the question. I loved it even before we started the show. My wife and I pray and meditate together every day for an hour. Now, we're Christians. And as a matter of fact, tonight I'm doing a giant show for all the Christians in Arizona here, down in Gilbert. It's fascinating. So we start by saying, you know, because you ask Jesus, he said, where's the kingdom of heaven? The kingdom of heaven is within. Now, it shows up without, but it starts within. It's within out, just like you've got in your affirmations when we started the show. And so what you got to say is, you know, God in me, give me the wisdom I need to go through this day with excellence, elegance, savoir-faire, whatever you want to add. But ask for wisdom before you get out of bed and before you go to sleep at night. Pray that you're going to have eclectic wisdom so you think right, ask right, because we both got books on ask, talk right, meet all the right people for all the right reasons, getting all the right results right now. Like, let me just give you an example, because we're selling our biographies to very rich people at family offices that have over 100 million. So this morning I told you, when I was out exercising, I'm talking to Mitzi Purdue, and she could not do this talk for Trammell Crow Jr., who's a dear friend of mine. I mean, he's been here in Arizona with us. We went through the avant-garde innovation in university. Anyhow, she said, look, Trammell wants me and I can't do it that day. Can you go talk to 175 family offices? So I called up Trammell. He answered like that. And I thought, wow, that's, you know, you make $9 billion a year. He does all, builds his company, Trammell Crow. His dad started it, but he and his brother Harlan and his sister do all the Amazon buildings literally around the world. They're a giant, giant company. So when he answers the phone, this is Mark, how are you? And long story short, I'll talk to all those. But I couldn't predict that he would be doing a meeting for all the family offices in Texas. I mean, it's off my radar scale that he shouldn't, because he's one of the 10 richest guys in the world. But it just didn't dawn on me to call my friend Trammell, who, when he came to Arizona, he said, Mark, this is Trammell. Cancel everything you got the next 2 days. You're going out to the Innovation Library at ASU with me, and the president wants to meet with us, and I need you with me, and you're going to carry my bags. I go, Trammell, I'd do anything for you. He was joking about carrying his bag. And he said, and by the way, then you're coming down to Earth Day. I got to do one more thing. It's too important not to do. So he said, you're going to talk to 174,000 people on Earth Day, which he runs, the biggest Earth Day in the world. And I get there and it's 8 o'clock and I'm launching. And he said, you've got somebody really important introducing me. I said, yeah, that's you. It's your meeting. He said, no. And out came, I'm blanking on his name, the judge who judged Bill Clinton. Anyhow, he came out and I said, no, Judge, I should be introducing you. You're way more famous than I am. He said, and anyhow, we ended up having a great meeting and became great friends. He had me at his church and Crystal and I at his church, and we laughed and joked and he sang to us at breakfast. It was just, I'll think of his name.
Awesome. You'll come up with it. I got to take a quick break anyway. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And when we come back, I want to tie in AI, book writing, and wisdom together. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com. call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, we are back for our last segment here with Mark Victor Hansen. Mark, okay, wisdom, AI, and book writing. When I think of wisdom, and I think, man, we better, I love what you said about wisdom. I like, because my wife and I are both long-term meditators. We always meditate and pray every morning, every evening. That's our ritual. We do that because we realize that when you can still your mind, when you can get rid of everything going on, you can start to tap into higher realms of consciousness, and everything comes through that place. So there's that piece. Now, AI, if you don't have wisdom today, and AI is there, and you're just playing with fire, in my book, and of course, but AI is such a tool to write books right now and get this to the next level. Let's talk about it. How you using AI, Mark, and give us some tips on that.
Okay, so first of all, AI is sort of brand new. It was created by my hero, Elon Musk, right? He created ChatGPT, and now he's creating positive ChatGPT because it does have some downside. It can, it's like fire. Fire can warm my house or air condition, but can also burn it down. So, and we need some curbs on it. Just like when we wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, we said the seven curbs of God cause instantaneous behavioral change, give you God bumps, goosebumps, chili bumps, humma humma, seven little variables. We got to have those same, but everybody's got to become AI enabled, or they're going to be AI on the next 5 years disabled. Now, I study at least a half hour a day, like I told you before we started. And today I'm listening to a guy who's a really genius. I have no idea who he's, a Vietnamese guy with a last name like NG. So I guess it's Ning is his name, but he really got my mind going because he said, we're not going to have, everybody says we're not going to have enough work for everybody because AI, that's not true. The work's going to change. The work's going to transform. The work, what AI is going to do is take over the tasks that are dull, repetitive, boring, and put them into robotics to do that. And that's like 80% of what a radiologist does is repetition that he or she doesn't want to do as a doctor, right? So we're going to get rid of stupidness and we're going to all go up, but we all got to decide in favor of ourselves that we're going to be wiser. So we're going to use the best tools that ever exist. That's why the richest guy of all times is Solomon, who's worth $4 trillion, right? He had 20,000 Phoenician ships going out of Tyre. He had 12,000 chariots going all over and doing business. So there's never a war, which is what AI should be used for, like the Abraham Accord, where we all work together. We do business together. We figure out how the high end is and best practices are, but not to attack each other, not to be greedy. Because when I studied in India, I was in Mahatma Gandhi's house. Said, there's enough for everyone's need, not enough for anyone's greed. So AI has got this wonderful omnibeneficent presence available to it if you learn it, if we use it, if we employ it. It's like you want to work. You don't want to work for money. You want money to work for you. That's why I teach you got to earn all you can, save all you can, invest all you can, give all you can. And so you grow all you can because Jim Rohn said, money makes you more of who you are. Well, AI makes you more of who you are. So if you're bad and dishonest, you could figure out ways to empty all the banks in the world in a nanosecond because AI, it works in a nanosecond. It is, according to what I hear Jensen Huang say, it is a million times more effective than a human mind. And pretty soon we're going to go from general purpose AI to super AI, which will be even bigger, better, and faster, or bigger, worse, and more dangerous.
Well, there's always the good and the bad here. You know, we live in a place called duality, right? So there's the yin and the yang, the black and the white, and up and down and such, you know. So your point, well take it. You know, what side of it will you want to be on? You want to be on the side that's productive and you become part of the solution? You want to be on the side that's just, yeah, it's all about me.com. You're tearing down things just for selfish needs. So hopefully my audience has already made that choice. You know, AI, I think, can be a tool. Well, let me just say this. I'll back up. you know, I'm just experimenting with AI like you are right now, right?
Yep.
So, you know, last week I thought, you know, my wife has an event in San Diego. She's doing these events called Women's Wisdom and doing them since 1992. She just had Marie Diamond from The Secret come in and speak this last time. And I thought, you know, I need to write a copy for this. So I went on my chat GPT and I you know, a version of that, it's called Genius. And I asked the question and, you know, 2 seconds later, it wrote me all a copy. The copy for the email. I thought, well, I need to do 3 emails. 3 seconds later, boom, 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 it's done. It's as powerful. Here's the good news. You wrote the book on Ask. I wrote the book Ask and You Will Succeed. AI is as powerful as your questions right now. If you got lousy questions.
Only as good.
Only as good. Thank you. Yeah, only as good. You got lousy questions, good luck. Yeah.
But by the way, that's what Elon Musk said. We've all, and by the way, Einstein said it before him and my teacher, Bucky Fuller, the quality, my cliche is the quality of your question determines the quality of your life,
yeah.
Right? If you ask, well, how do I make $50,000 a year as a blue collar worker? That's what you make. I said, how can I become world's best-selling author and keep asking my mind that question and I get the answers to it? And I ask that for all the clients, like we ghostwrite all these books. And one of the top sleep psychiatrist in the world is my close friend for 50 years, Dr. Lou Tartaglia. He wrote 2 books, Christ-centered books. He's very Catholic. Gave me one of my 10 honorary doctorates at the University of Toledo. But Lou said, hey, he just did the book called The Gift of the Cloth, which is where the camels are going to see Jesus. And they're talking to the Magi, which is really interesting. And say, here's where we got to go to find to get the Jesus who was just born. And it's great. But the gift of the Magi is the cloth about the Shroud of Turin. You know what the Shroud of Turin is?
I do, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cloth that Jesus was wrapped in, but Muslims wrap around. Jews wrap from the bottom of the heel over the top of the head and down back to the toes. And Jesus was wrapped that way. And the Shroud of Turin, I got to see it. Mary Kay of Mary Kay Cosmetics was a big client and a friend. And she said, hey, look, the Shroud's in America. I got a private tour. I know you're eclectically wise, Mark. Would you like to go see it? I said, man, I'll change anything I'm doing to go see that. And I did. And as you may know, 14 people went to see the Shroud of Turin in Italy that were gung-ho Christians, and 14 were atheists or agnostic to disprove it. And when they did the DNA and RNA, this guy was 6'4". He only weighed 100. I'm 6'4", but I weigh 220. He only weighed 174 pounds because he's very thin. I mean, you were not going to overeat back when you're walking runners. You got a donkey ride once, which is a Rolls Royce of his age. It was a white donkey. So, but the point is, he burnt into the fabric of that cloth exactly who he was and where the marks were. If you put a nail here, it's going to go like this, or in your foot, it's going to go out like this. So it was here, and then in the middle of what you and I would call above your Achilles tendon. How's that? So I was just totally blown away. Anyhow, Lou writes this thing called the gift of the return of the cloth, and I write the foreword personally, 100%, because I saw it, so I know the Shroud. And then he said, "Well, now I want you to do it in the voice of J.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis." And I go, "I don't know how to write like they do. I mean, they're master writers. I've read them, of course, but so I did. This is the only time I've done ChatGPT. All the books I write are written by me, right? So, but this I did it, and I overlaid Tolkien, and I overlaid C.S. and I overlaid me over them." And you've got to read the book called Return of the Cloth.
Listen, I'm out of time.
We can't
leave like that. But listen, I want to let everybody know for my listening audience, we are flashing on the screen, markvictorhansenlibrary.com, markvictorhansenlibrary.com. You can find out all about Mark, what he's up to. What else can they find at the library there, Mark?
They'll find everything.
It's all there. Okay. Oh, man, this has been the best interview. I just love it. Thank you so much for coming back again. I really appreciate it. And hopefully, Judy and I see you and Crystal before too long. And
we're going to do that.
Many blessings. Thank you so much. So for all of you, I want to thank you for being here. And as Mark was just about to say, thanks being with you. And until next time, continue to look for and see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Pass this show on to people you love. That's how we change. Take care.